From his reports, the minister knew every potentially significant detail about Borinol and the other worlds in the system. Their geography and climate, their citizens and culture, their resources and industry. And he knew exactly how he would present this proposal to Darth Carid. He composed a brief message summarizing the situation, running it through the cipher before transmitting it to the Ascendant Spear with a highest priority ranking. Despite this, it took almost 30 minutes before he received a reply. The delay was troubling. It hinted that the Fallen, like so many other of the high-ranking Sith Lords, had little regard for the crucial role the Minister of Logistics played in the ongoing Galactic War. Pushing his fears aside, Minister Davidge answered the incoming holo. Darth Carid's face materialized before him. Each time he saw her, Davidge couldn't help but notice her marred beauty. Her perfect skin had been disfigured by the tattoos on her face that represented her devotion to the ways of the Sith. The cybernetic implants dominating her left side transformed her features into a grotesque mix of flesh and steel.
"I received your message, Minister Davidge,"
Darth Carid said, her tone somewhere between annoyance and contempt.
"Is this foolishness on Borinol really worthy of the Ascendant Spear?"
"No, it is not," Davidge thought. "But Mar wants you there."
Out loud, he said,
"We have reports of a steady buildup of Republic ships in the region in conjunction with numerous accounts of growing anti-imperial sentiment among the locals. My projections show that if this potential uprising is not dealt with swiftly, it could have a ripple effect throughout the Empire."
She twisted her face up in a sneer.
"And what made you think this insignificant system was important enough to trouble a member of the Dark Council?"
Knowing Mar would be displeased if Carid discovered his involvement, the minister instead went with a carefully fabricated justification for contacting her.
"There is a hypermatter research station on Borinol,"
Davidge told her. There was some truth to his statement. There was an old hypermatter research station on Borinol, the largest and most heavily populated planet in the similarly named system. But he omitted the fact that it was a useless government boondoggle put in place generations ago by corrupt politicians taking payouts from the wealthy family that owned the research company. The archaic equipment had fallen into disrepair, and the technicians supposedly working there were mostly relatives of influential nobles with no proper training.
"Since you are now overseeing the technology sphere of influence,"
Davidge continued, blatantly appealing to her ego,
"I thought you might want to handle this personally. We can't let the research station fall under Republic control."
Carid favored him with a coy smile, an expression that at the height of her beauty would have made Davidge's knees buckle with yearning and desire. Now, however, her gruesome visage merely churned his stomach.
"Perhaps Mar is right about you. Maybe you are of some use to the Empire, after all."
Davidge remained silent.
"You're in luck, Minister,"
she said after a brief moment of contemplation.
"I will set a course for the Borinol system and put an end to the flickers of rebellion."
"I thank you on behalf of the Empire,"
Davidge replied. Carid didn't bother to reply as she terminated the call. Relieved, the minister turned off the cipher, rose from his seat, and walked out of the communications room. He closed the Durasteel door behind him, waiting for the single beep that confirmed it was locked and the cipher beyond was secure. Then he returned to his desk and went back to studying his tables, charts, and graphs.